Alrighty, as most of you know, I'm Bob Iger, president and CEO of Disney Corp. And this other Bob to my right is Bob Chapek, head of Disney Parks and Resorts.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Now, I don't want anyone to get confused, so just call me Chapek for today.
Now, today we have a lot to cover. But first, as most of you know, Mickey Mouse will be here shortly. And I wanted to prepare some of you in advance that he may not be quite, well, quite what you expect. Heck, Chapek, I know you've never met him, so just be prepared. While he may still look young, I mean, he is a cartoon mouse, for goodness sakes, try not to forget he is 90 years old, so he's just from a different generation. He also has a controlling stake in the company, so as long as the mouse is happy, we're all happy.
Oh, well, I'm excited to finally meet him. He's one of my heroes.
Well, oh boy! You miserable fucks really think you can just start a meeting without me, huh?
Oh, no, sir. We were just setting things up for—
Iger, you best shut the fuck up and get me a goddamn drink before I shove my foot so far up your ass that you're coughing up pixie dust, huh?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Mickey Mouse. Right away.
Well, you're Chapek, I assume.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm Bob Chapek, and it's an honor to finally meet you.
Well, oh boy. Well, you're a fan then.
Yes, sir. Ever since I was a little boy.
Well, oh boy. Now, if you'd like to keep your fucking job, you'll quit standing there with your mouth wide open looking like a fucking idiot and get this fucking meeting moving. I'm on a tight schedule.
Yes, sir. Okay, if everyone would turn to page one,
Chapek! Let's see here. Star Wars, more Star Wars, Avengers, 50th anniversary, Purple Wall, what? What the fuck am I looking at here?
Here's your drink, sir. Just the way you like it.
This is our IP and merchandising projection sheet. This line here is what we project will be our best sellers in the park in this next quarter.
Chapek, I know what it is, you fucking imbecile! What I'm asking is, what in the hell is a purple wall? And why are we spending so much goddamn money putting merch for it in my fucking park?
It's a wall, sir.
I know what a wall is, you useless fuck. Why in Donald Duck's bullsack is it on this sheet?
I'm sorry, sir. It's a purple wall in the Magic Kingdom that millennials like to take pictures of themselves in front of and post onto social media.
Oh, really? Well, that makes perfect sense. Let's waste literally thousands upon thousands of dollars of my money selling merchandise thanks to a goddamn purple wall, you fucks!
I'm sorry, sir, but if you would look here, these are the sales figures for purple wall merch last quarter.
Fucking hand me that! Oh, boy! Iger, give me another drink!
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Well then, boys, let's paint some more walls purple. Iger, get Trump on the phone and tell that bitch I know what we can do to get millennials to support his wall. Holy shit, kids are sure stupid these days, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Very stupid.
Your drink, sir.
Alrighty, what's next?
Okay, starting on page 3, we get in festival-specific merchandising.
Let's see. Festival merch, flower and garden, good. Food and wine, great. Gay days? What in Minnie Mouse's sagging tits is this about?
Oh, yes, sir. That event is every summer, and it's our way of showing our appreciation and support for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, the parkgoers really seem to love it.
Well then, Iger, Chapek. Now, when Walter Elias Disney drew me for the first time some 90-odd years ago, I'm sure he could have imagined in his wildest of dreams just how far we would go. Now, I didn't kill that son of a bitch so he could be rolling in his grave today. Disney is a motherfucking family park. And being a family park, I don't know if a bunch of queens felching each other's assholes in our bathrooms speaks to what the fuck Disney parks are about.
Oh my God.
Mickey, your hand. You're bleeding.
Now you boys have about 2 fucking seconds to tell me that this is a goddamn joke before I slit your throats with this glass and write both your resignation letters in your own fucking blood!
Sir, please just look at this on page 12.
Well, what's this bullshit?
This is a spending analysis sheet showing what the average LGBTQ people spend on Disney vacations and merchandise every year. And here on page 16 is how much they spent in all of 2017, just in the parks.
Oh, well, oh boy, they spent how much? Well, oh my Jiminy Crickets, you can spank my ass and call me Mary Poppins. Those butt pirates' wallets are looser than their assholes. Well, guys, it looks like every day is gay day at Disney from now on. Oh, well, I shouldn't be surprised. Those queers sure have always loved our princesses.
Yes, sir. Would you be willing to let go of my throat now, sir?
Oh, relax, Iger. Well, what we need to do is expand this. Everything needs to be gayer. Paint Main Street rainbow. Add glory holes to the bathroom stalls. Offer private in-room experiences with all Disney princess. Hell, put Goofy on stage and have Neil Patrick Harris bareback his hole with his aid stick all my Tinkerbell watches for all I fucking care. Just make sure these queers are fucking happy.
Absolutely, sir. Let me get Goofy and NPH on line one.
Well, okay. Good meeting, boys. Now I have to get out of here. I have a meeting with Putin to rig the next election. Now you get the fuck back to work.
Yes, sir. On it.
Right away, sir.
Well, oh boy. It's raining money. Hallelujah, it's raining money.
Oh my God, Iger. Is he always like this?
Oh, that was nothing. I'm just thankful he was far less racist this time around.
If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Well, welcome back, bitches. It's episode 40. And I got some sad news, guys. 41 died, but there is a bright, shining light at the end of that tunnel. That means we're closer to the death of 45. But moving on. You know, we got a few people with us here today. Of course, we got Muscle Daddy. How you doing, Muscle Daddy?
Hey, my big, sweet sugar lump. How are you, darling?
Oh, you know, I'm doing okay. Took a real giant shit just a minute. I should not have eaten Indian food right before this. God fucking damn it.
You should not have. Oh, that is your Jesus. Own fault.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my
You God. Are not Goliath. You can stop yourself from eating.
Well, I can also show up to a fucking recording, but we'll get into that some other time. Oh, and of course, we got Ducky. How you doing, bitch?
Good. What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Not much. Not
Nothing,
much.
You skinny fuck.
Skinny fucking
That's
fuck.
Me.
Oh, God. How do you smoke so much fucking weed and just not be fat as fuck? I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you so much.
God.
Oh, I don't know, God. Man. Trying yeah. to gain weight right now.
Speaking of people who I hate, I mean, anyways, we have another guest. We have a guest today, and that would be, obviously, you can tell from the laugh, that is obviously Michael fucking Collins. Hey, Mike Collins.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, of course it is. Okay, actually, it is Corey from the No Midnight Podcast. Now, you're going to ask...
Hello.
We're going to ask what the fuck that means. Apparently, you don't want to ask that. He gets very angry.
That is not true. That is not true.
I asked him earlier, and he said he was going to rape my fucking
no, but
mom.
You're, no, but you're a jerk.
Well, if he does Slater, she won't know.
I know. My mom won't feel a thing. She won't feel a thing down there.
That's where I'm storing my Christmas presents this year.
It hermetically seals now. I'm hoping maybe I just put the tree up there this year and be fresh for next year.
It'll be fine.
It'll be absolutely. Poor Corey's sitting here like, what in the actual fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
And I feel like
I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you shouldn't be, but good, good. I'm glad. But you know what? We're going to dig right in immediately and find out about our guest here today. So, Corey, who are you? What the fuck do you do? Why are you here?
Well, I'll start with the third question. I'm here because you invited me here. that's a starter.
Wait a second. Who the fuck invited him here? You're fucking fired.
Oh, I got to go find that email.
I want to
figure out
that.
How to. Maybe I wasn't invited.
Maybe I want to say
showed
that
up in your Skype call today. It's possible. No, I'm Corey. I live in Northern California. I'm originally from Orlando. Grew up at Walt Disney World. You know, fell in love with parks and themed entertainment from a very early age. And I'm a radio personality, and I've been doing that for about 18 years. And like a lot of people with an early midlife crisis, I'm working on my next career as a podcaster. And so far, it's been going very well. You can go to nomidnightpodcast.com to subscribe and check out what we're doing.
That's awesome.
And as a person, I'm a 36-year-old single gay man with two dogs and a podcast.
That's awesome. So I love that you're saying the podcasting is going real well. So probably about as well. How much money are you making at it, sir?
Well, I'm not gonna give you our numbers, but okay. I mean,
so you're doing as well as the.
Our downloads are up 400% this year. So that's
good. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. P.S. I do not math well at all. A friend of mine that I talked to about stats, another podcaster, he was like, "You do realize that's 400% growth, right?" And I was like, "Oh snap! I got to write that down. That's pretty good.
That sounds got a nice shine to that.
Got a nice shine to that." Well, you know, obviously, and for all the people out there who haven't listened to your show, I will point out to anyone listening: do go check it out. It's No Man Mike podcast. You can find it everywhere. It is one of the few Disney podcasts that I listen to and actually like. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Because, you know, most.
So you listen to the ones you don't like. Like, what a trooper.
Well, you know, hey, I believe in suffering and that it makes you a better person. So
your suffering is your aesthetic.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
That's pretty accurate.
Suffering and bitching about it.
Girl, someone's got to be a bitch in here. So speaking of people being a bitch, we need to talk about Fox being a bunch of assholes. Now, Muscle Daddy, you're the one who brought this to my attention.
So, I am. I read this article. They broke it down really well. The one that kind of got into all the legalese was on Theme Park Insider. But basically, this developer in Malaysia, I think it's called, I forgot, it starts with a G. They developed Universal Studios Singapore. Basically, the developer is suing Fox and Disney because they're claiming that the park is not open and is not on schedule to open soon because Fox has basically been withholding the digital data they need, the giving them creative direction that they need for theming the rides. Basically, Fox has been holding back the things they need to create the themed attractions. And they're also suing Disney because they're claiming that Disney, after purchasing Fox, did not want to be involved with the project at all because the park is also going to have a casino.
So basically what you're saying is they have a park that's basically built, but they can't put any of the theming up.
They have a park that has rides nearly done. I know their Independence Day ride is, like, doing its 60-day, like, test final cycle. But other rides that they were going to do, like a Planet of the Apes ride, they don't have the theming for that. They were going to do a Sons of Anarchy ride. That got pulled. So they have all these ride systems set up, ready to rock and roll.
But
no theme.
I still can't believe anyone is like, yeah, Sons of Anarchy, let's do a ride. What the fuck is that? Of course,
I think that's really innovative. Actually, I'm really disappointed to hear this story because I heard about these when they were in the planning phases, and I was like, hell yeah, like that sounds really cool. And now I'm bummed out. Thanks.
Yeah. And Slater, I mean, if anyone was going to be wanting a Sons of Anarchy ride, it should be you, because I know there are plenty of times where you want to shoot your mom.
Well, you know, hey.
Just like in that show.
You know what I really want to happen? Now that Disney owns Fox, I want them to pull everything Avatar-related out of Avatar and make it all Fern Gully-based, because that would make me happy as fuck.
It'd be so much better.
It'd be so much
Daddy
better.
On the main stage, rapping.
Yes.
2, 4, and 6. Yeah.
Yes. That needs to fucking happen. So, you know, we have a list of questions, and we're going to be bouncing back and forth from news and talking to you. You know, you'd think that we would dive a lot into, like, what you do and stuff, but no.
No. I didn't expect anything normal coming on this podcast. I have heard your work.
Right. Well, there you go. So I think the first thing, though, I want to ask, and I guess it does delve a little bit into you as a person, but I'm not going to call you a coaster enthusiast, because that's really what we are. We are like a coaster enthusiast podcast. But you're more like a Disney guy, obviously, a Disney guy.
I'm a themed entertainment enthusiast.
Right. You obviously, your favorite place in the world is, you know, Rainforest Cafe, obviously. Obviously. You can't wait.
You got me. That and T-Rex, you know?
There you go. But how did you get into that? Is this something that you have a specific memory that you're like, oh, yeah, that's when I realized I'm a big old fucking gay and I love things just to be big and loud and unnecessary?
Well, I grew up in Orlando, so everything you just said is true on many different levels. The first is, realizing I was gay, I don't think I ever realized it. I just think it was always there. But I grew up gay in the South. So my family had no idea what to do with this little gay kid at all. You know, Christian, you know, white bread American family has no idea what to do with this.
I can tell you what.
All of a sudden gay, in air quotes, you know, all of a sudden gay teenager. So I ended up kind of being taken in by a friend group. And that friend group was all Southern gays, like yourself, and they were all loud, like yourself, and outspoken, like yourself. So the loud and over the top and obnoxious, I got very early. That was just a part of my coming out. Now moving into parks, I always loved the parks. My parents were very smart with our annual passes, and they were treated kind of like a reward. So if we were really well behaved, then we got to go to Disney on Saturday. If we had a bad week, or we made dad mad too much, or we were disrespectful to mom, we didn't get to go. So I learned good behavior with the parks as a reward. Then I got to an age where I started making my own money. And I was like, I can reward myself with this thing whenever I want. And then I started to kind of fall in love with the history of it. Then I started to learn about Walt Disney and his journey and realized that there are facets of his personality in me that I love, and that is my desire. And I didn't used to love. Through Walt, I learned to love these things about myself, and that is that I kind of just never take no for an answer. Like, I am not afraid to ask the question. I'm not afraid to take the leap. I'm not afraid to try something new and innovative. And that's exactly what themed entertainment does. So moving into podcasting and reporting on themed entertainment was kind of a natural fit.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you had parents, like, in the South, good Christian parents, they didn't know what to do with their gay son. My parents knew exactly what to do. Ex-gay therapy. It didn't work, but boy, did they do it.
Yeah, my family never went there. They never went there. I mean, it did get to a point where I was kind of like, I need to set out and do my own thing. And I had to get away from my family for a while, and I did. And the majority of my close family, it has come back, but on my terms, so to speak. And now I have a really cool relationship with my family, but I think I needed that time to kind of take ownership of my own future and my own path. And my gay family stepped in and finished raising me. And here we are.
Oh, wow. I just lived on the street.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that Bama Georgia game last night was really good. Jalen Hurts really stepped in. Looks good.
Oh,
hope
gross.
Two is all right. They announced the top four for the playoff today. Looking forward to playing Oklahoma.
Did this get too real for you, Muscle Daddy? Did your heart start to break?
I don't have any like gay Southern growing up story because I'm over here screaming at the TV about Alabama football. You know, technically, I should be having tiki torches chasing you all. Just like, I don't know that struggle, so I'll talk about my Southern fun.
Well, when you come up to my tiki bar, that'll fit in. It'll be lovely. So.
That will be wonderful. I'll wear my white polo and khaki pants.
I can only imagine Muscle Daddy's grinder technique. Will chase with pitchfork.
Yeah.
Have tiki torch, will travel.
Oh my gosh.
Are you
so
a self-loathing
well.
Gay? Let me help.
I'll treat
you like your grandfather or Mike Pence. You pick.
Oh, mother.
Oh,
my gosh. That's a... Well, speaking of that, you know, since we're still talking, just it's going to be a lot of Disney. So I got to apologize to our listeners, because I know that they're going to complain. You see, here in, like,
I'll try to give really short, uninteresting answers so we can get past the Disney stuff quick.
Well, because coaster nerds, you have like the ones who are like right in middle ground, kind of like where I am, where I'm obsessed with Disney, but I also like your Six Flags bullshit. Most of our listeners are like, they don't give a fuck, but you know, I don't really care. So
you're a lot like your listeners.
I don't give a fuck. But anyways, let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks like, I guess, track has actually started going up. Who is the manufacturer on that thing?
I do not know. That's not exactly my area, but I bet a quick Google search.
I'm going to guess it's Vekoma.
I don't care who's building the coaster. I care who's building the sets and who's programming the scenes and who, like, that's the part where, I mean, I love roller coasters, don't get me wrong, but when a coaster goes in at a Disney property, I expect a whole hell of a lot more than a coaster. You know what I mean? Like, a coaster alone will not do at Disney. In other places, it will. But at Disney, a coaster alone just will. Even, I mean, look at the Incredicoaster. California Screamin' averaged a 10-minute wait the entire time it was open. They slapped the Incredibles on it. Now it's like 2-hour waits. So the story is extremely important at Disney. So while I'm excited about the coaster and the 10-story building that will house it, it's an eyesore right now. I don't care as much about who's building the coaster. So that's why I didn't have an answer for it. I wasn't trying to be smug.
This is the problem with the Disney people.
Substance this is the problem matters. With you Disney gays,
this
she
is
says.
Substance matters. You see, who builds your ride matters. And unfortunately, Disney goes cheap with the manufacturers of their roller coasters. That's why they don't run as smooth as they could. You can have both. And I'm going to blame you for this.
Okay, I take it.
No, I don't blame you. How can I blame someone with such perfect hair?
Disney likes me about as much as you like me. So, yeah, so I'll take it. It's fine.
Well, there you go. So, now, this is a question we ask most people. So it's going to be kind of interesting to ask you. We'll see if you can even answer this. Are you a wood or steel guy, and am I going to need to explain that to you?
No, you're not going to need to explain
that
to
me. Oh, praise the Lord.
I have an appreciation for both, but now that I'm in my mid to late 30s, some of the wooden ones are a little bit more difficult to deal with spinally, if you will. The Matterhorn at Disneyland is a steel coaster that is also in that category. So I would say I like both equally. I especially appreciate the nostalgia of a great wooden coaster. But overall, I'm more of a smooth coaster guy.
Okay.
I don't need a chiropractic adjustment on a roller coaster. I'm fine.
But to be fair, the Matterhorn was the first steel roller coaster.
It was.
It was, yeah.
So it's, even though they've replaced track, no wonder that thing is that will absolutely readjust your spine. Just, it's a mess. It just needs completely ripped out.
They just smoothed it out a little bit more on this last refurb. And it's okay, but there are still a couple of moments where you're like, ow.
Oh, that could use with them just ripping all of the track out and replacing the track. It just needs that. It just needs it.
RMC it.
RMC it, yes. Yes. Add a loop in there. Who fucking cares? Nostalgia.
Turn it into a Mobius. Turn it into a Mobius iBox track. Hell yeah.
There you go. Fuck yeah. Add an Immelman.
And it'll never fucking run again.
Yep.
Let's just lightning rod the Matterhorn.
Yes.
That'll work well.
You know what? I just think, fuck it. Theme it to Iron Man. Theme it to Iron Man.
Iron Man in a mountain.
Yeah. There you go.
The Iron Matterhorn.
Yes. There you go.
It's just an animatronic of Tony Stark just sitting there instead of Harold just like saying something witty as you go by. I like it.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Just save money. Just paint the fucking Yetis green. Look, it's Hulk. He's a furry now. Keep going.
It's so funny though, the new Heralds, it's Imagineering's name for the animatronics in that ride. The new ones are a little bit more exaggerated to me. Like they're going less for reality, if there is such a thing in a mythical creature, but they're going less for like something that looks real and it's a little bit more stylized. But I also think it's more terrifying now because it moves so much better than the old one did. I mean, you really feel like it's reaching out for you. So I like it. I don't think it needs to be replaced by Iron Man. I'm fighting you on that one.
I just want a Yeti that works at Animal Kingdom.
Yes, please.
Same. That's all I want.
We actually sell a shirt that says, it's like it looks like a note, and it says, Dear Joe, and there's an earring hanging off the O. It says, Dear Joe, fix the Yeti. Signed, everyone.
Well, we have a shirt, and it is of Joe Rohde's ear, and it said, I fucked Joe Rohde's ear hole. So...
We all have our merch plugs to get in, don't we?
We also sell that as a onesie, if you want to go ahead and put that on your child.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking at you, Mike and, you know, Mr. Intern, just saying.
Oh, hey, and I have breaking news, guys. It turns out that Goliath is a fat fuck.
Oh, wow, I did see that in our news list.
Yeah.
This is shocking news. Goliath is the fattest of fucks. Our guest does not know who Goliath is because Goliath couldn't be here today.
Because he is a fat fuck.
I can confirm everything I'm reading is confirming that he is a fat fuck.
There we go.
Goliath is trying to turn our podcast into a Food Network show. Guys, we need more food talk. Because I can't write anything.
Can I tell you that food talk, while it always sounds like a great idea in practice and execution, it is probably incredibly boring to the audience. We did it on the last Friday fan forum. It was obligatory. We went to Festival of the Holidays. We talked about the food, and I listened back to it, and I'm like, I mean, it's interesting, but are we now those people? Any of those people that just talk about food for 20 minutes? Like,
yeah. There was a podcast I listened to a lot that it was a food podcast, and after about 10 episodes, I'm like, I can't visualize what you're talking about. So.
Is it that one made by a larger Disney podcasting company?
No, this one was okay. From The Ringer. What was it? House of Carbs. Okay. That was it.
House of Carbs. I like
it. Yeah, it was actually good.
That's the one where they kill off Kevin Spacey for eating carbs.
Yes, and for eating underage buttholes.
No, it's touching carbs. Underproofed dough, guys. Come on. Know a little bit about your baking. Jesus.
He snuck his hand in the bowl, and Mom said no. Yeah.
So, I'm going to make you choose something, and you can choose from any park in the world.
Okay.
But what is... If everything else had to go, you could only keep one ride, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And this means you have to watch everything else burn. So, I mean, it's truly just gone.
That's really challenging. I would say if, you know, split second decision, I can only save one ride on the planet. I would probably, you guys are all going to roll your eyes so hard at this. It would probably be Disneyland's Pirates.
No, I respect
actually,
that.
I'm not going to roll my eyes at that. That's a good choice.
Yep.
The reason is because it was Walt's final project. It was the culmination of Walt's career in themed entertainment. And in general, I mean, he died right before it opened. So it's the most perfect example of Walt and Walt's...
In my opinion...
Ability to tell stories and transport you to another place. And it's still completely transformative to me, too. Every time I go, I feel like I'm in that world.
To me, in my opinion, to this day, it is still the best dark ride ever built.
100%.
I don't think anyone has surpassed it. Sure, we went farther with technology, but I'm sorry. I'll take an animatronic over a screen any fucking day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With you there.
Except for maybe in the Hall of Presidents. Could have done with that.
I would much rather look at the ugly animatronic than him, so I can live with it.
Although, are we sure they're not one in the same?
His face is very Hillary shaped. And
I know that made my day.
Actually, I disagree. I'm pretty sure they took Ellen's old animatronic and just made it fatter.
Just put some like football shoulder pads and a suit on it.
Guys, stuff a couple hams in there. It'll get the right smell over time. It'll smell just like them. Oh,
guys, stretch the jowls. Yeah. The jowls. We got to get the jowls right. There we go.
So, I have to ask, are you going to make a point to go out and ride the new Harry Potter coaster they're building in Florida?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I'll be there within the first few months of it opening, for sure.
I am so excited about that. I don't think I've been so excited for a new ride in so long. And this is what I think Disney should have been doing with Guardians. Something more like this. I don't have high hopes for Guardians right now.
I do. If you take a look at that building in person, there's no way anything less than epic will be in that building. I mean, it is taller than the Pandora Show building. I mean, it is a huge, massive structure. And the construction, the support construction they're doing around it, I'm really excited about the future of that side of Epcot for sure.
Well, I definitely hope that's the case. I still don't think it belongs at Epcot, but that's something for a whole other thing.
Totally agreed. But if this is what we're getting...
Right.
And seeing what they did, this is a new attraction. Seeing what they did with an overlay. I mean, Monsters After Dark and Guardians, both attractions, and I put them in that order because I like Monsters After Dark a little better. But the Guardians of the Galaxy overlay on the horrible Tower of Terror at Disney California Adventure, it's now in my, that and the Incredicoaster are the two most epic rides in that park. And I actually think Guardians there is better than the tower they had. So if they just do an overlay to that degree and make it that good, because it's phenomenal, guys. It's a really great attraction. I don't know if any of you have done it yet. If that's what they can do with, well, this is what we have to work with. We have this ride system. What can we do? If they can take that technology and apply it to something brand new, I am here for it.
Okay. Well, then we found out, obviously, what your favorite attraction is. How about least? If you could burn one to the ground, what would it be?
Man, I'm really going to have to think about that one. What can just go? Any park, anywhere?
Mm-hmm. Any park, anywhere. Any park, anywhere, and also, I think, it has to be Disneyland too. Like you have to go.
It has
to
be a Disney park. Okay, we can do Disney park. Hold on, I'm thinking through all.
Because otherwise, you could say anything at any Six Flags anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I want to do a Kilimanjaro Safari because I just want to see all those flaming animals.
You don't have to do that to see flaming animals. Just go on Gay Day. Man, that's a toughie. It would probably be...
Oh, boy. This is a man you like. It's just like being forced to break up with a lover.
This one's tough. It's tough because, like, I think that under this current administration, so to speak, I think Disney has done a fantastic job of getting some direction back in the parks. And I think there's very little remaining now in the parks that is useless. Like, there's very little remaining that it's just, well, they're just keeping it because, you know, like, the hard decisions have been made and those attractions are gone. If I had to just pick something that just needs to go, I would actually, and this, I love doing this attraction, but I don't think it fits where it's at by any stretch of the imagination. I would say let's blow up the Little Mermaid at DCA. Put something that actually fits the theme there.
Okay. Go. Really? I'm surprised.
And I love that attraction, but mainly because it's air conditioned.
And I am actually surprised that you didn't at DCA pick what used to be Superstar Limo.
I actually like that attraction.
Really?
I think it's a hell of a lot better than Superstar Limo was. But that attraction's going to go on its own. It's going to go. That area is not long.
And I've always felt that Monsters is like the IP that's always been underutilized. I think totally. It has the ability to really be something special. But
Got a lot of star power in it too that could easily be utilized. I mean, Billy Crystal is like an American icon. Like, I mean,
and he's one of the few people who hasn't, like inappropriately touched someone, apparently.
Right.
So
give it time.
He's like, right, yeah. Maybe that's why. They're just like, you know what? We're just not using men anymore.
I mean, I've been trying, you know. I go up to him and, you know, try to be seductive. Won't touch. He just won't. I try. I tried many times. Many times. I'm like, yeah, you like a hairy back? Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah.
Maybe you should have painted yourself blue with purple spots.
Maybe.
Look, it's Sully. Come on.
You want to yank on my big hairy monster?
Oh, gosh. Oh, poor Corey. So.
What? I'm fine.
So, a news that coaster enthusiasts will care about. So, it looks like Excalibur at Six Flags St. Louis is gone. It's not coming back, guys.
Sorry, legend.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, is anyone really surprised? There's like, it's the last one, I think, in the United States. I think there's only one in, like, Germany right now. And I'm surprised it's lasted this long. And it's at Six Flags St. Louis. I'm surprised it hasn't killed anybody. Speaking of killing people, Disney is really good at covering shit up when people die. Like that.
Oh, yeah, it's like an art form.
It really is. Like, the ability, you ask most people, you know, oh, did you know that, you know, Big Thunder Mountain killed someone? And they're like, what? But, yeah. There's great photos of that, by the way.
I also think, to a certain degree, the public doesn't want to think about that. I think Disneyland is in – Disneyland, Disney parks in general are kind of in that category of, I don't want to know, I don't want to know, I don't want to know. You know, like, you want to be able to completely suspend disbelief when you're there. And if you're sitting in the front car at Thunder and you think, if we hit a turn wrong, this engine's going to rip my head off, that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, death is not as fun unless the ghosts are singing.
It's true.
Totally. And I mean, the reality is that you're safer on a theme park attraction than you are driving to the park.
Oh, yeah.
On that attraction. Absolutely. So I think people just choose to move that into the, well, I mean, it's going to happen sometimes category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of death in theme parks, did we ever find out who that person was that had been burned in their car in the
I did never read anything else about it.
No. And I think there's a reason. I think there's a deeper story there. There's it'll come out eventually.
It was enemy of Russian government.
I still think it was just someone who was, you know, trying to get paid more than minimum wage. But, you know, hey. So, obviously you've been to, you know, many parks many times. Do you have a... experience.
Did you just call me a slut?
Well, you know, actually, tell you what, we're the good places to get off in Disneyland. I mean, come on, like, there's got to be some nice. You're not touching that.
In the safety and security of your hotel room.
How about the first aid station?
I will reserve the right for that as long as the nurse is cute.
Hear that, M squared? It's fine. You can go back to the nurse's.
Don't worry. This fall, the answer to that question is the Skyliners.
With no air conditioning? No, thank you.
You're going to leave all the stank in.
Well, you know, it cools off a little bit, like when I was there in February and it was 98 degrees the whole fucking week.
Nice and cool.
Nice and cool. God. But you've been going to, you know, the parks for most of your life. Do you have a experience that you specifically recall with either a cast member or someone else who's at the park who is just like a fucking nut job?
Oh, I have so many. The story that I'm going to tell you, and this one's delightful, so settle in. It took place at Universal, actually. It was on the Escape from Gringotts attraction. And so during the summer months when it gets busy, they have that outdoor queue that they open up. And it has those misty fans and it's covered. And then there's a little shop in the queue where you can get a beer, you can get a snack. Like it's actually right there in the queue next to the water fountain. It's pretty cool. Great idea, Universal. Props. But one thing Universal does not do nearly as well as Disney is spacing of trash cans. And on this particular day, there were literally no trash cans anywhere in the outdoor queue. And I stood out there for a good 45 minutes. So I finished my beer. It was one of those little tall boy cans. And I'm holding it. And I carried it all the way up to the entrance of the pre-show. If you can visualize, you come down to the end of a long hallway. Then you turn right and you walk into the pre-show room. So I get to the end of the long hallway and I look to my left and there's a trash can. The lid is off. There's a liner in it. That's empty, like a new liner had just been put in it. And there's an employee, a team member, to be proper, a team member next to it tying up a trash bag. And I'm like, okay, so she just changed this out. So I dropped the can in the trash bag and turned in the trash can that had the new liner in it and turned and walked into the pre-show room. As I clear the doors, I'm not making this up, I hear, "Excuse me." I was like, weird. I ignored it. "Excuse me." So I turn around and I look, and it's this employee holding the beer can that I had just thrown in the trash. And she goes, "I was not done with that yet. Here, take this." Like, really aggressive. And I was like, at that point, I was like, I'm done with her. And I went, no. And I turned and walked into the pre-show room. Okay. I'm cooling off. I'm enjoying the pre-show. It's very short, but I'm enjoying it. I'm cooling off. Then, you know, the next room is where you get onto the elevators. Okay. That was in air quotes. So I come through the door, and then, so to paint a picture of this room, the elevator entrances are on your right. On the left, there's like a kind of a podium where there's an employee sitting there that operates the pre-show. Standing next to said employee at the base of said podium is this team member still holding the beer can and summoning me with her finger like this, you know, doing like the mom, like, come here with her finger, like, very aggressively. And I kind of looked at her sideways, and then she approaches me, walks right up to me and shoves the can at me and goes, "There's a trash can right there. Use it." And like, I was stunned. And I said, "What is your name?" Her name, of course, she didn't have a name tag on. "What is your name?" She turns and walks out the door. I literally just shifted my gaze from where she had been standing up to the team member at the podium. And he goes, "It's Brittany. I'll call my supervisor." And he picks up the phone, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to go enjoy the rest of this experience. So, apparently the supervisor was called, whatever, but it bothered me. I didn't want somebody to apologize to me. I didn't want any of that. I just was like, this person should not be working with the public if this is how they behave, like, period. So, but it just ate at me all day. So finally I was like, it was the last night of my trip, and I'm like, I have to stop by guest relations. I have to say something about this. And so I went and I was like, I just want to be clear. I'm not here for a reward. I'm not here for anything. I just think you need to know this. And I told them the story, and then they called a supervisor, and the supervisor was too busy to come talk, but they said that there'd be disciplinary action. And then they like insisted on giving me a gift card that I could use to buy dinner. And I was like, okay, thank you, great. But yeah, that's my crazy story. I mean, this person got super aggressive with me. I mean, clearly having a bad day, but you just like, I could not wrap my head around it. I couldn't.
Well, you know, Brittany was a single mother. And she was struggling, and she lost
and
her job.
I ruined her life. I cost her her job.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. She lost her job. Her baby started doing heroin at the age of two. And we have
girls,
Brittany
don't
here.
Don't cross your gaze. Don't cross your gaze.
And we have Brittany here today for you to dance.
Oh, great! I am excited for that. No, I would actually love to have a conversation with her. I would.
No, seriously.
I would totally put it on the show.
Fuck any bitch named Brittany. You know she's terrible.
For the record, I've been back 4 or 5 times since then, and I have not seen her. So I think that, yeah, something happened. But
she's like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm so tired of my kids throwing their beer cans in the trash can before I put, you know, things in there to catch the beer cans. You know, Timmy has a hard time. Okay, the Pabs got expensive.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, Muscle Daddy, would you
By the way, for the record, because I know what show I'm on, I did not change names to protect the innocent either.
No, it's
that
fine.
That was her actual name, yeah. According to that.
We can definitely find someone named Brittany. It's such a unique name.
That guy was like, who is that bitch that said no to me? Brittany's gone. Okay, so we have talked about bad experiences on rides. Let's talk about a fun experience. If you were going to make sweet, sweet, sensual love on a ride, which would it be and how would you do it? Get dirty. We like details and we like to know that things are getting sticky and icky.
Wow. Okay, first of all, let me put a disclaimer at the top of this and say I would not do this.
I would not have sexual
relations. Are you all? Are those of
ride.
You that can see me looking at me? Are you all looking at me?
Okay.
Having said that, it's ironic because you brought... it has to be a ride. Okay, well, that's not going to help me.
Mike Collins chose chose Carousel of Progress. And that
okay,
was
so
lovely.
are we now assuming that there are no surveillance cameras on rides? Because the reality is you're not going to do it anywhere and not be seen. That's
yeah, but I'm into that.
The assumption is you're going to get away with it.
You're going to get away with it. See, this is why I miss Ellen's energy adventure. You look 45 minutes in the air conditioning with a bench. I mean, what more do you need?
And who does not want Bill Nye watching? I mean, seriously.
Bill.
Yeah,
Bill.
Would me and Lydia fuck, I'll leave him on in the background.
Yes!
I like to turn around.
Specifically the Big
wink.
Bang sequence?
Yes.
That's my answer. What gay man doesn't want to have sex listening to a scientist and a lesbian?
Most.
Oh, okay. Just me? All right.
Just you. You're very special. Oh, let's...
My mom says so, too.
And you know what else is special? Gwazi.
Oh, I was going to say your face.
Oh, girl, this face is it's something. But yes, it turns out that Gwazi at Busch Gardens Tampa, early construction has happened for the 2020 redo of that. Oh, but Slater, it's too far gone. It can't happen. It's just they'd have to tear it down. It's impossible. Yeah, suck
is
it, bitches.
Is it not possible to just, like, take a piece of wood off and put a new piece of wood back if it's a bad piece of wood?
Fuck you, black magic!
What is this sorcery?
Your science and stuff have no place here!
Ride maintenance, what's that?
But yes.
Are we back in a southern church? What was that?
Now, if this is a southern church, we'd be speaking in tongues. Shaki, shaki, kia, tarakia, na, na, na.
Yeah, that's Lydia's church, and I have told her they have a pattern they have picked out.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. You know what? That's what they need. Like, at the Holy Land experience, they need the speaking in tongues experience, where they teach people how to speak in tongues. I would work there. Oh, my God. Yes. I teach people how to be slain in the spirit with style. It's like, oh no, don't fall like that. But more dramatic, like, you know.
What was it? Lydia told me, like, a phrase you can say that is like a way to fake it. Fuck, what was it? Damn it. She knows about faking it a lot. She's very unhappy with me. I love you. Please don't leave me.
She will. But it's okay.
I know she will.
I'm here
but
for you.
I just got to get that dog's name.
And that was the last time anyone ever heard from him.
I just got to get the dog's info in my name, and she can do what she wants.
Priorities.
She needs her dad, and the dog needs me too.
So,
oh.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so what if you could force anybody in the world, someone you truly hate, let's just say from Diz Twitter, because we all hate people in Diz Twitter.
I've had a very interesting week on Diz Twitter, so I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you.
So, if you could force anyone within that community at large to ride your least favorite ride for all eternity, who would it be, and why?
I don't know if I want to name names, so I'm not gonna.
Oh, see now.
But
now...
I can tell you what the attraction that I would use would be.
Okay.
Journey into Imagination.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Not the original. I would like to ride that for all eternity.
I was
but the current attraction, it's only useful for air conditioning.
Okay. Now, how did this person, you won't name names, but how did they cross you? Oh, it's me. Thanks for fitting a ride in my ass and fit on, though.
course. I want you to be comfortable for all eternity. Oh. Just annoyed.
You don't know how this works. He is far too nice to be on this show, all smiling, thinking that life's okay.
Life is okay, man.
We literally have a throbbing ham for a president. Things are bad.
It's true. And we're all doing a podcast about escapism.
Oh, I know.
Very true.
But you know what? We are going to play a game. We're going to play a game with you here.
Okay, bring it.
It's called Flick the Penis. No. So. That was really funny.
I've been doing that this whole time. That's why my camera's off.
That was really funny.
I was
going to
say, I'm going to turn my camera off now.
Yeah. Now, that was really funny for Ducky for some reason. Do you identify for some? You know what? I'll ask you later. We're going to do some basic roller coaster.
Ducky's adorable, by the way, for the record.
Isn't he?
I'm going to throw that out there.
You know what?
I mean, I haven't seen Muscle Daddy, but yeah. But I mean,
it's that heroin. It keeps him thin. It really does.
You know it. It really does. You know it.
It does. And the nice thing is half the time he doesn't know what you're doing to him.
All right.
But we're
gonna... best to just be as passive as possible.
Ducky, it was a pleasure having a 45-second crush on you.
Oh, you're...
It wasn't the heroin. It's the fact that he realized I've touched you. No.
I would imagine anyone who's been in the same room with you has been touched by you.
That's true. He lured me to the bathroom.
Oh, Jesus. But we're going to ask
you. It was
you,
worth it, though.
We are going to ask you a series of 11 questions. If
it's
you
a very
get,
specific number. Why 11?
Yeah, you know, why not?
I only
12?
Do 9. It's in my rider. I'm just kidding.
We tried to do 10 and we fucked up.
Because mathing is hard. I
feel you. It is. It is.
Again, we had Ducky do something and we ended up with 11. So
this is what you get for trusting me.
I know. But if you get at least 8 of these questions right, we will donate $25 to the charity of your choice. I believe the charity you listed was the bank account of Corey. So we're going to do these.
Hold on. I got to do my 501c3 paperwork for the podcast really fast.
So here we go. Ducky, cue the music.
So... what inferior manufacturer is known to build rides such as Expedition Everest for Disney that beat you like Kareem Hunt does women? That's a straight thing. He's a
Do
football player who did bad.
Cool. Still don't know.
Oh, no. I already see where this is going. The correct.
By the way, are you implying that Expedition Everest is a rough coaster?
For a still roller coaster, it is.
Okay. So you
but
do
the
not
correct
know
answer
that.
Is Vekoma, which is who the discount is basically the discount manufacturer.
Sounds like an STD.
Oh boy,
Vekoma.
My Skype is going to hell and back.
Uh-oh.
It's got that Vekoma.
Vekoma built Skype.
Well, you know, 0 for 11. There we go. So
I can't see Ducky anymore. I'm leaving.
Oh, okay. Question 2. What does the acronym B&M stand for? And bonus points if you can name 3 roller coasters built by them.
I do not know, and I do not know.
Ouch.
Uh-oh. Oh, Ducky.
I did not know there was going to be a quiz, so I didn't even have time to prep for this.
Oh, that would be cheating. You're not allowed to study for your test.
Being prepared is preposterous.
It is preposterous, sir. Now,
So the correct answer is Bollinger and Mabillard. And I don't know. Do you want me to list 3 coasters by them?
Yeah, you know what? List ones in California.
Oh, God, don't do that to me. I don't know shit about California. Oh,
can we kill him?
We can.
Are there any at Great America?
I believe so, actually.
Isn't the new one a Bollinger?
You mean Railblazer?
Yeah.
No, that's RMC.
RMC. Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Been on that one.
No, but Tatsu, Riddler's Revenge. I believe Great America has an inverted coaster by B&M.
Oh, okay.
But yes, they're known for their ugly track, but they are the...
Well, see, I thought it was a trick question because B&M sounds like something that on this show would mean like bondage and masturbation. Well, so I was concerned that this might be a sex thing that I did not know because I am...
No, we just call that BAM.
Jingle bell, jingle BAM!
Jingle bell, jingle BAM!
Let's see here. Oh, well, and question three. What does ACE or ACE stand for?
Alpha Centauri Expeditions.
Correct. No. It's American Coaster Enthusiasts.
It also stands for Alpha Centauri Expeditions.
Not in our world, bitch! Okay.
They're mean people who yelled at Slater for being rude to murderers.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah.
Hey, it's fine. I still have a membership. Whatever. Who cares?
She's got more issues than Vogue. I can tell.
You know who can't Vogue anymore? My mom.
So, who, if you know who this is, who is Rob Alvey, and how did he get started, or what's he known for?
Don't know and don't know.
Oh, now I'm actually surprised you've never heard of Rob Alvey, but I am actually
I'm not cheating. I could be Googling all of this with the quickness, but I'm trying to be honest. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yes. Well, Ducky, tell us, who is Rob Alvey?
According to my answer sheet, it says that he is a fat cunt.
He's a big cunt known for being a big fat cunt. Fuck you, Rob Alvey.
Actually, Rob Alvey, if you can find him, he is a lovely Twitter guy these days, who is truly terrible to everyone. So, he's entertaining. He's entertaining.
God, I would give anything in the world to give him a fucking peanut allergy tomorrow. not like one where he just gets a little swollen. I want him to die.
Jesus Christ.
Question five. What defunct manufacturer assisted in the building of the Matterhorn bobsleds?
Do not know.
You shoot it from a bow.
Oh, arrow. Okay.
There you go.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Give you half a point for
let
that.
Let the man have one.
I mean, I've already lost, so it's cool.
Yeah.
There's opportunity for some bonus ones later on.
Yes, a bonus if you know the ride they built in California that bankrupted the company. In 2000, I'll even give you the year. I'll even tell you that its name is a letter of the alphabet.
I have no idea.
It's someone you used to fuck.
Oh, X?
Yeah. There we go.
Correct!
Where was that at?
That Magic Mountain.
Oh, okay. I have not been there yet.
My.
I got to stop there on the way down one time.
It's worth checking out. Yeah. Honestly, their Justice League dark rides are really good. They did a good job with those. Let's see here. What is the world's tallest coaster right now?
Oh, man. The tallest one I've been on is Top Thrill Dragster.
Close.
It's the one that... It's the one that's essentially the same ride but taller, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not Superman, is it?
No.
No.
But you know what? I think we can give that to you because you're aware of that. It's kind of a weird
I'm
name.
Aware of it. I just don't... Kings Island?
No, it's at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, but it's called King Daka.
Yes, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was familiar with it because I knew that there was one taller than Dragster that was essentially the same, but I wasn't familiar with the name of it until you said it, and then I'm like, well, duh. Half point? Quarter point?
We'll give you that point.
We'll give you a point.
I need all the help.
We're going to give you a handicap here. I mean, because obviously you're a Disney guy, and that's not your fault.
Now, are we giving him a handicap like being deaf or like your mom?
Well, you know. Wow. Hey.
We've been rough on her this episode.
We've been, you know, my mom.
Just like life.
Just like life. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, look who her son is.
Oh, girl, you don't know how true that is. All right.
I just very quickly sensed that the only way I was going to survive this is to throw it back at you, too.
Oh, so. Girl. And that's what I hope. Most people are too scared of me to do it, and that's the way you're going to get me to like you. You know, be a bitch.
I was raised by country ass gays, so we can hang.
There we go. Okay, in that case, what ride type is the manufacturer RMC, which means Rocky Mountain Construction, best known for?
They're wooden coasters, aren't they?
Yes.
Really?
They are, but there's a specific name for them.
Looping wooden coaster?
Oh, well, I'm going to give it to you. But that is correct. They refer to them actually as hybrid coasters, but they're hybrid coasters because they go upside down. They were the first company to successfully do that. With a wooden coaster. Actually, and their very first time doing it was here in my state, Missouri, at Silver Dollar City, because we can't have an episode without me mentioning my fucking park.
Absolutely. Better. Hey, Outlaw Run, better than Lightning Rod.
Listen.
Statement of fucking
if
fact.
If I had to choose between, you know, burning down just Outlaw Run or just burning down all of Dollywood, my Dollywood.
Well, you almost got your wish.
Poor Dollywood.
And what's sad is I love Dolly Parton. You would keep your coaster card,
but you would lose your gay card.
No. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. I print the damn things. No. What do the coaster company Intamin and O.J. Simpson have in common?
They've both killed a lot of people.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey. Yes.
You got it.
This hilarious aquatic accident on July 19th of this year killed 17 people. What kind of boat was it that sank?
A ducky boat.
That's right.
Oh, duck,
dead children.
Oh, my God. And now he really regrets being on here.
I just regret picking that name right before it happened.
For the record.
Okay, and when you hear that GCI is coming to build a new roller coaster in a park, what type of roller coaster do you expect to get?
I do not know.
The correct answer would have been a boring, old, shitty, crappy wooden roller coaster.
Which I disagree with. I like GCI better than RMC. I will say that right now.
All right.
And I'll fight you.
I'm going to turn back this other question, and it's the last question. It requires cameras. Mm-hmm. I'm turning on my video so you can see. I'm going to show you a picture, and I'm going to ask you a question. Can you see the picture?
Yes.
So, this is EB from the very well-known and popular podcast, Coaster Radio. True or false, you would like to have this man's balls all up on your face?
False.
Incorrect. You absolutely do, because it is EB from Coaster Radio, and everybody wants his balls.
Now,
I hope
bonus
someday
to
make everybody...
be in everybody. Well, that is now, quite the lofty goal.
Now, we do have a bonus part to that question, and it is, what does EB come?
Yes. If you know what he comes, you'll win.
Based on that picture, I would say felt puppets.
No. He comes bees! No, the bees! And for anyone like, what the fuck, which is everyone... That is just some...
Same. I mean, you look like you were really enjoying yourself, but I don't know what's going on. But I'm happy
no
for you.
No one knows what the fuck is going on, but we're trying to make it work.
I'm happy you have found some laughter.
Oh, we have. You have to find laughter, because life is, well, you know, interesting. But you know what, guys? It has been fun spending time with you all. And you know what? Thank you so much, Corey, for coming and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
But before we go, we have a tradition, and that is our final thoughts. So we generally go with our guests first. So, Corey, what are your final thoughts?
Well, my final thought, honestly, is to thank you guys for having me. You guys have been a lot of fun, and the laughs have been really great. It's actually been a really great way to start my day, because I'm doing this literally in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee. So this has been great. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And also, girl. Sometimes that's all you need to say.
Oh, and Ducky, what are your final thoughts?
My final thought is fuck you, Muscle Daddy. RMC's better than GCI.
Oh, God, this again.
What about you, Muscle Daddy? What are your final thoughts?
Alright. My final thoughts are, since we're going into the Christmas season really hard now, Baby It's Cold Outside is the rapiest fucking song ever.
Totally
that song
agree.
Is about sexual assault. If I could read, let's see. Where's my favorite lines from this? Ah, you're very pushy, you know. I like to think of it as opportunistic. The answer is no. My sister will be suspicious. Gosh, your lips look delicious. And it ends with, oh, let's see. Okay, just another drink then. What's in this drink? This is a fucking song about Bill Cosby that is being played at Christmas.
What's in this drink? Jell-O.
Mm. Ah, ah, ah. So, to summarize, Baby It's Cold Outside, if you're going to rape someone this holidays, there's your song. Slater, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, why were you reading from my diary just there? Like,
because it's cold outside.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But you know what, guys? It's been so much fun. We have got to get the fuck out of here. But before we do, y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. So, Corey, where can we find you in your show on the old interwebs?
You can find all of the things at nomidnightpodcast.com. And I want to bring special attention to this last Wednesday, we released an episode with openly gay Disney legend Bob Gurr. We actually went to his home and taped with him, and he gave us a tour. And it's a really interesting episode, and that is available. Just find your platform at nomidnightpodcast.com.
I really cannot wait for the hot tub episode that y'all release. I can't wait to see what went down there, because Gurr, Bob Gurr. So, you know, hey. And Ducky, where can we find you?
You can find me at RTO Ducky on Twitter. That's about it for me. What about you, Muscle Daddy? Where can I find you?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. And please remember, my DMs are open. Send me things to read. I'm on the road late at night. I need something to wake me up and cheer me up. No dicks. Okay, some dicks. Slater, where can they find you?
And of course, you can find me at RTO Slater. You can find our show at Ride This One. And of course, that fat fuck Goliath, you can find him at RTO Goliath. Of course, we have a website, RideThisOne.com. And of course, we have the Facebook, Facebook.com/RideThisOne. An email, RideThisOnePodcast@gmail.com. And of course, we have a fucking phone number. So that's 26-RIDE-THIS or 267-433-8447. Call or text, bitches. But you know what? It's been great. And I do truly encourage you all to please go listen to No Midnight Podcast. It is, to me, the best Disney podcast out there right now. It is truly interesting. And you gotta support the homosexuals out there. There's not
We girls have to stick together.
We do have to stick together. And we generally do because we're not clean people and there's just cum everywhere.
It's just an icky, sticky party.
But until next time, guys, eat a dick!
Do not rape people at Christmas.
That's what he said.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.